Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Russell, Moyne, Rodney, George, we're going to get to you, I promise, quickly here. We can't get diverted completely off of the main subjects. Open discussions of martial law, open discussions of total police state in America, hate crimes laws for speech, to shut down basically any free speech the government doesn't like and make you spend hard prison time for it. You name it, folks. It's all happening right now. Paul Watson riding a shotgun with us from PrisonPlanet.com. And if you're on Time Warner or if you're an internet subscriber, company, provider, you subscribe from, buys bandwidth from them, you're not getting on anything, any of our sites. They've been beta testing this for a while in Austin. Every other week you can't get on my sites through there, and they admit it's a DNS error. We've checked it all. Our DNS is fine. Works on every other server grid system but theirs. And now they've just shut us down nationwide. And we want it fixed. We want it fixed now so people can read Paul Watson's article, Bush Cites Military Takeover in Case of Flu Outbreak, where we give the analysis of what they're really doing. You think they like millions of people reading that? No, they panicked yesterday when we were getting about 4 million visitors. They're really starting to get freaked out. Syndicate our site, folks. Copy our stories. Put them on your sites. Believe me, nobody gets attacked like us. I mean, we hardly ever talk about it. The stuff we go through. Paul, they have no idea, do they?
No, we get attacked by our own people, or what we thought were our own people, on a routine basis. So it's enough having to deal with that. We have to ignore it in most cases because the people doing it just want attention. But this is totally different. It's on a totally different level. Direct censorship attack. So
a whole bunch of newspapers in the last week simultaneously attacking us from the same script.
Yeah.
It's called focused firepower, ladies and gentlemen. That's like an information warfare fleet movement where they just line up and are bombarding us, which I think is great. Because we're the type of creature that just gets stronger when they do that, Paul.
Well, in a way, it's a positive sign, because after every major event now, obviously we produce articles on it telling people the real story. And in response to that, big newspapers always attack us. It happened after the London bombings, happened after the space disaster in 2002.
Happens Columbia. On 9/11, happens on Katrina, happens on everything.
Yeah, Popular Mechanics.
No, it's just Vanity Fair, the list goes on and on. Try to list them all. So I guess, well, then why do they attack us if it doesn't even work, Paul? I guess they just think they got big britches, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's arrogance, basically. They don't realize that in attacking us, they give us credibility because people don't trust them anymore, which is why newspaper readership is down. Subscriptions are down.
That's right. We tell it like it is. We let it all hang out. We don't care what people think of us. We're just going all the way, Paul.
We're going
all the way to the end of the line. Let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Florida. Go ahead, Russell. Thanks for holding.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks, Paul, for being there. Alex, you're right on the money, as you always are. And Jesus said those that love him would be hated, we'd be persecuted. And you know you're telling the truth when everybody in the world is attacking you. And that's what's been happening to you and others. And I think you're right. We have to mirror your information. What I do is I take all your news articles, the ones I think are really relevant to what's happening, and I send it out to all my email list. And I'm going to create my own blog, like Kurt Nimmo, because I have a lot of respect for him. And I'm going to start blogging, and I'm going to start and analyzing myself and sending out articles that you promote. And
do your own stuff. I'm just saying, because they're really, this has been ongoing for a while. It's getting really bad.
Well, why reinvent the wheel? You guys do such great analysis. But you're right. If you're down, then other people have to take the torch.
Well, look, they could blow my head off tomorrow or throw some cocaine in my car tomorrow. So we need more people to be doing what we're doing, okay? That's the answer. We got to swarm them. Anything else, Russell?
I wanted to mention something.
Stay there. We'll let you finish up on the other side. Listen, swarm them. Swarm them. Activate. Engage. Destroy. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy-tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've done 2 hours, 8 minutes on this Wednesday edition. Paul Watson, ride the shotgun. We are going to news blitz here in a moment. I'm going to get to these calls. But notice in the last 2.5 hours, 2 hours and 8 minutes, I have not plugged any of my videos. I have not told you how to get them. I have not promoted them. I've just said, please, if you've got them, make copies. I need to plug them more. We need to talk about them because it's something if they take the net down tomorrow, which they just type in the internet is dead, and they're openly not fixing the hubs. They're going to let the old internet die and then make you go on internet too where there's no free speech, and then you have subdomains with one of 25 universities or private corporations. And then, oh, yeah, you got free speech, but just not on our internet too. Add that into there too, Paul, when you write an article. And so good old-fashioned DVD and VHS, just making a copy every night, giving it to somebody. Incredibly powerful. Micro-FMs are our AM and FM commercial stations out there that we're getting more and more affiliates. Thank God for those affiliates. I want to thank them. We're trying to save this country. They know it. We're telling the truth. I'm sorry it's scary, but who can deny we're living in tyranny now? CNN headline, Bush wants martial law. I mean, that's what it is. So get the videos. Listen, and now is the time. Call up and say, I want Road to Tyranny. I want Masters of Terror. I want American Dictators. I want Martial Law. I want them. Get them. Cram them in your DVD. Cram them in your VHS. Make copies. Give them to people. Say, watch this. It's important. It's so important, folks. We're unlocking minds. We're fighting for this country. We're counter-revolutionaries, restorationists. The globalists are the revolutionaries. They've seized the government. They've got the corporations. They've taken over the media. People are fighting back now, and they don't like it because we're starting to clean their clocks. We got a chance to beat these people. We got a chance to rout them. And we're going to do it with God's help. But you have to engage the enemy at point-blank range in the info war. That means starting a neighborhood newsletter. I mean a handout paper newsletter. That means going up and sticking it in the other local newspaper, you know, sticking that flyer in there in the green sheets. That means just I want you to image firing a huge howitzer at an enemy ship right off the deck of a submarine. I want you to imagine you're on the deck of a submarine going boom, 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 and just don't stop. Just all of us firing, 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 just never stopping. Fire, 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 fire. That's how we deal with these people. We don't talk about, you know, whether we're winning or not, or what the score is, or what's are there propaganda. When Tokyo Rose sits up there telling us you're going to lose your life, GI, you can't win, we just wolf pack them. I mean, we just keep attacking and attacking and attacking and attacking and attacking and attacking and discrediting these lying scumbags. And that's what we do. Millions of us on the web analyzing their lies, tracking their lies, taking photographs of them, posting them, tracking them, going to military training drills, exposing all of them, showing them for the scumbag criminals they are. We're coming for you, boys. We're coming for you, girls. There's nothing you can do. God's on our side. You're going down, you scum. These are murdering scum. You think DynCorp locally in Austin likes it? You think they like it? I get on the air and I talk about how they kidnapped 200,000 women and children and took them to slave camps. Somebody's got to talk about that. You think I like getting up here talking about how they use Labrador retrievers for shark bait as they swim along with a big hook in their snout so these nouveau riche yuppies can watch them get eaten by great whites for their enjoyment because they're decadent puss bags? I don't like my job, folks. I don't like having to fight this thing. But you know what? We don't have a choice. And it's time to stop mincing words. It's time to stop playing games. It's time to quit playing around. This isn't a drill. This isn't a joke. These people want your family. They want your money. They want your mind. They want your freedom. They think you belong to them. Now, I'm going to ask you a question. Every single one of you listen, whether you're a firefighter, a cop, a school teacher, a government agent, an auto mechanic, do you want to be a bootlicking slave? Because you're going to be one, unless you get some backbone and you say, I don't believe a word you say, you lying scum. We're going to go back to Russell in Florida a minute. Paul, do you have any comments on that rant?
Well, I couldn't say any better. I've found another article, people sending emails on Time Warner Cable with links to Cindy Sheehan's website. Those links were censored. That's from the Brad blog. So Cindy Sheehan is now a racist, hateful extremist as well, I guess.
Just everyone. Anyone who doesn't agree with the government.
Yep.
Well, you need to write a big article about this and just thought police take over web. You know the Chinese model has begun. Total censorship of the web. I mean, it's happening. This is, listen, folks, if we were a battleship, this is what you'd be hearing on now. Whoop, 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 enemy flotilla's coming out. They're firing, they're firing. I mean, it's a war, folks. We're under attack. We're engaging the enemy. Attack them, attack them. I'm sorry, Paul. I wish people get their heads screwed on. They want to kidnap us. They want to kill us. They want to cut our hearts out. They want to send us into wars. They want to inject us with deadly poison. They're devil worshippers. Watson, what do you have to say to them? What do you have to say to the enemy?
It's come to the end of the line, and it's time for people to choose which side they're on.
Let me tell the New World Order something. We're coming for you, and you're going to pay. And you know it, don't you? You murdering scum, we're coming for you. We're coming for you. Go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, if it gets to the point where our little websites in comparison compared to their monolithic media conglomerations cannot be tolerated, then they're the ones with the problem. And we're the ones with the people on our side, and people need to rally around something like this to really point the fingers at who's attacking freedom in this country, and it's quite obvious who's doing it now.
They are systematically butchering this country, and the people could stand by while they're butchering this nation. Folks, they got us hung up by our ankles, gutting us right now. That's the analogy, and I'm not going to put up with it. But you know what? They're nervous right now, Paul. You can see it. They are skittering and scared and furtive, aren't they?
Yeah, which is why they have to come out and give press conferences after every little announcement they make to try and defend it all. They're nervous, and people on the inside have said the same thing. So it's coming to a head, either way.
Yeah, they know we see them now. More people than ever see them. And I use the they live analogy. More and more of us have got the sunglasses on, and they know it, folks. And all we got to do is short out that transmitter. Again, if you've seen the film, you know what I'm talking about. And everybody's going to see. We're real close to the tipping point, and I say they're probably going to pull something big real fast, Paul. I see something really bad in the works. Because they're afraid. You know, before they wanted to carry out big events to get total control, but I think now they got to do it just to survive, Paul.
Well, yeah, and like a junkie, they have to have bigger hits each time. Which is why people aren't buying it. People aren't buying the security terror paradigm, so now they've shifted it over to natural disasters and pandemics, which is what this press conference was about yesterday.
All right, go ahead and finish up what you were saying, Russell, in Florida. Sorry.
Alex, thanks for holding me over. The main thing, I'm going to talk about what I wanted to bring up another time because I don't want to get you guys off topic. You're on a roll here, but we didn't choose this fight. We were chosen, Alex. You know, we didn't choose it. We were chosen, and it's something we have to do. And everybody out there that's listening, they know what they have to do. And if they don't do it, they're going to be judged. So that's all I have to say.
We're not just going to be judged in the other life.
We're going to be judged in both lives.
Yeah, when you lay down to tyranny, folks, bad things happen. And the sick part is their whole mechanism is full of good people. Most of these people out there that enforce for them aren't bad. They're just stupid.
Alex, I mean, why don't they get it? Why do we get it and why don't they get it? Something spiritual or something innate is different about us that we want to fight and they don't even see it. It's like they live. You were mentioning they live. They don't see it. We do. So...
It's like that movie, though. It's like walking around seeing them for what they are. It really gets old.
I'll call in another time about a show idea I have for you that I think you're going to like. But
right.
God bless, Alex.
Thanks a lot, buddy. I appreciate it. Let's talk to Moyne in Mississippi. Moyne, thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you there, Alex. Afternoon to you and evening there, Paul. You got a hate caller here. I hate the way you woke me up, man, back in October 2002. I turned down the old shortwave, and I thought you were idiot Rush Limbaugh. I've been listening ever since you woke me up. I hate your videos, man, and they got me, too. I mean, we got to get out there and get these videos to these people, because there's some blind people out there. They go to church on Sundays, and they're just worshiping the beast out there. Because Revelations 13, you know about the Bible, right, Alex?
I marvel at the beast myself. This thing is just unbelievable.
You got to hate that beast because our government and all them leaders, we'd be talking about that world odor we smell.
Well, I do hate it, but I fight it because I love my family. But I do marvel at it. I mean, I marvel at just how it's unbelievable. You know, marveling means like when a tornado's coming at you, you marvel at it like, whoa. It's like, look at that. How do you people not see it?
But if we're going to worship the beast, we're denying Christ. It's Revelation 13:11. It speaks of the United States as that beast coming up, that second beast power comes out of the earth. It's going to give us a chance, or we're going to either decide we're going to worship that first beast, or the other one that came up in the sea over there in Rome. So we got our choices, people, and there's always help. There's that Bible. We always got to fall to that. Daniel 2:43 says world order. That Alex and Paul and all the ones out there you guys are talking about, they're the ones, they're not going to cleave one to another. No matter how hard they try, they're not going to get it done. They might give it a good effect and effort, but they're not going to get it done.
Yeah, that's right. They fail. And they always fail. They're going to fail this time. This is the big one. I mean, folks, you just can see the enemy horde. And they're right there. They're coming at us. They're attacking us right now. Engage them. Rush them! Be right back.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through a private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is an easy and inexpensive way for you to look and feel better in less than 30 days? You can lose excess weight, have more energy, sleep better, and be mentally on top of your game without even trying. This is not about vitamins or the latest nutritional wonder product. We've all had enough of those. I'm talking about God's pure whole food. When you consume them, you look and feel better automatically. And thanks to URI International, you don't have to endure tasteless food or the expense and hassle of juicing. Using biblical farming standards and 21st century technology, URI grows, harvests, and prepares God's whole foods in pure powder form to protect and lock in their nutrients. URI ships this powder from the farm right to your doorstep, so you can conveniently consume it either in delicious drinks or veggie caps. Don't wait any longer to look and feel your best. Click the bright orange and white URI banner at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
That's okay. Central Standard Time, fighting Nazis, fighting the Zionists, fighting the La Reconquistas, fighting the Ku Klux Klan. They all work for the same international bankers who want to keep us all at each other's throats while they rob, steal, kill, and destroy, and it's not going to work. I'm going to take two more calls. I want to talk about some news with Paul and play a clip of Eisenhower warning us about the military-industrial complex. But first, here is our great leader who's now openly announcing he wants to be a dictator. That's what these posse comitatus announcements are. Make no mistake, that's even what the scholars are saying here in the Associated Press and even CNN. But maybe it's needed. Bush told us what he wanted back in 2000. He said it again in 2001. Here it is.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
So secret, I can't talk about it. Play one more time for folks. I want you to hear this creature.
But that's okay. If this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Just so long as I'm the dictator.
Somebody's never done anything in his life but had a big, fat, silver foot in his mouth, twitting around little fairy, acting tough, swaggering around in commando outfits, you know, getting out of aircraft. It's just it's pathetic. And again, he's a puppet, a drooling, sycophantic puppet, gun-grabbing, open-border-promoting, torture-promoting, and you idiots, I'm sorry, some of the foolish neocons out there, call this guy a conservative. I'm sick of it! Paul Watson comments.
Well, he's about as conservative as a you know Lynn Cheney lesbian sex novel. I joked on that article, you know, what's next? Bush announcing Chairman Mao as the new Secretary of Education to try and move American colleges away from liberal bias. Because he's appointed somebody who, again, is just a neocon yes woman. She's pro-women in the military, wants them to register for selective service. She's pro-homosexual adoption, pro-international criminal court. And she helped Bush cover up his draft-dodging activities by protecting the guy who later testified under oath, Barnes. That's what happened, that Bush was...
But, you know, we say they're desperate, and nobody you know is buying into them anymore, very few, and the whole New World Order is being revealed, but they just keep moving ahead.
Well, yes, because they live in their own reality, as they've said. They don't care what the truth is. They make up the truth. So they could have 99% of the population against them. They do exactly the same thing and say the same thing.
And they know that. That's why they're militarizing the police and trying to restrict our free speech, because as they said in 1984... Big Brother can only get away with lying incessantly if no one's there to challenge it.
Exactly. So, I mean, how far are we from a Ceausescu-like situation whereby the illusion that these people are living in is shattered, you know, one morning?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he, like, kisses women on the lips routinely on TV. He has on TV putting his hand, you know, on the lap of Condi Liza Rice. He's, like, rubbing on the head of Gannon, hugging him and, like, massaging his neck on TV. I mean, is there no end to this, Paul?
Well, the most interesting examples of his behavior are things which are caught, you know, when he's not concentrating, when he's not doing any kind of speech. You know, like cleaning his spectacles on the clothing of some Letterman staffer without her even noticing. Just the treatment of other people, you know. Flipping the bird. He did that again recently.
Yeah, they act like we don't exist.
Exactly.
It's crazy. It's so pathological. I mean, he's just a complete lunatic. I mean, it drives me crazy watching it happen. I mean, this is insane, Paul. Let's talk to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, you're on the air, then George in California. That's it for calls. Go ahead, Rodney.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for taking my call. And Mr. Watson, thank you. A pleasure talking with you. Alex, I'm so glad that you helped me to understand it, that I'm not paranoid, because over the weekend I got a chance to go to your website. I think it was late Sunday night, early Monday morning, and I read a couple of articles. And then later I tried to go to the website, and I was blocked. It said the website was that it was an error and that it was inaccessible.
So I was called, that a Friday?
No. Sunday.
Time Warner's been doing it on and off, but they're doing it now. It's nationwide.
Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I want to throw another name in there for you, SPC, because that's my provider. SPC.
I'm really sick of it. Yeah. Okay. Stay there, Ronnie. I'll let you finish up. No. I mean, it's almost every library. I mean, I've been in libraries. You can't go to my websites. And again, you can always go to Infowars.net though. And that's because somebody didn't put that in the filter software. Sure, they're listening, and they will. But, no, it's admitted. Our IT person's looked at it. They're just blocking us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337, and that's 888-240-3337, or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burn, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, if you ever can't get to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.net is still up for those of you that have Time Warner, New World Order, Satan Cable. Also, you can go to a lot of other sites out there on the web that have links, or you can just save the audio links to listen to the show. They're into your favorites on your desktop. That's always smart to do. Or just listen on that local AM or FM station. And if you don't have a local AM or FM station in your area, get one. Call those mom and pop stations. Call those locally owned stations. You can forget it with the big ones. And, you know, that are owned by the two big conglomerates. And tell them, pick up the Alex Jones Show. I mean, don't worry, we'll get your ratings. We've got those, by the way. You can call the network, and they can show you the arbitrage from some of our markets. I mean, we'll take stations that don't even make the book, and 6 months after we're on with them, they'll have a 4 share. And then a year after, they'll have a 6 or 7 share. And then, in some cases, we're on a couple years, you'll have a 10, a 12, stuff that talk radio isn't even getting. Because we just tell the truth. There's no scripting. There's no act here. We just tell it like it is. That's why they have History Channel specials, you know, that have massive viewership about the Illuminati, where they try to whitewash it. They have to talk about it. It's where the audience is. But they twist it. We don't. And again, notice is being attacked over and over again by all these groups, by the State Department and the ADL and foreign governments, and Downing Street's aware of what we're doing now. It's in the newspaper now. They're looking at us. Why?
Because we collate it. We collect the data, as George Norley has said. I'll get 20 articles that were all buried where the British admit they're carrying out terror attacks on themselves. And I'll just post them all together. Paul will. Or I'll warn you that the government wants martial law. Now it's happening. Now our credibility is shooting up even higher. But don't listen to Alex Jones. This is part of the farewell address of Eisenhower on January 17, 1961, 4 days before Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, took office. Listen to him carefully. This is exactly what he's warning of. The undue influence of the military-industrial complex buying up and taking everything over. The universities, the corporations, everything. A military coup d'etat. This is now happening. Go ahead and roll it.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together. Akin to and largely responsible for the sweeping changes in our industrial military posture has been the technological revolution during recent decades. In this revolution, research has become central. It also becomes more formalized, complex, and costly. A steadily increasing share is conducted for, by, or at the direction of the federal government. Today, the solitary inventor, tinkering in his shop, has been overshadowed by task forces of scientists in laboratories and testing fields. In the same fashion, the free university, historically the fountainhead of free ideas and scientific discovery, has experienced a revolution in the conduct of research. Partly because of the huge costs involved, a government contract becomes virtually a substitute for intellectual curiosity. For every old blackboard, there are now hundreds of new electronic computers. The prospect of domination of the nation's scholars by federal employment, project allocations, and the power of money is ever present and is gravely to be regarded.
All right. And he goes on and on. And now they've bought everything up. 90%+ of research is federal, most of it DARPA. I mean, folks, I've been to UT. It's open mind control. The areas I was allowed to see in the psychology department are how to control you through wavelength flickers on TV screens. You understand, I have been allowed in to the unclassified areas, and they don't even hide it. DARPA documents everywhere, giant plasma screen TVs, monkeys strapped in with mind control wires, huge systems, and they're practicing flickering, manipulating with flickers the monkey can't even see. This is the hell I live in, only because I'm informed. The hell can go away if we stand up and wake up to it and spite it. I mean, miles from where I sit, they are in there practicing mind control on you. Everything is geared to this now. And the stupid public, the mesmerized public under this mind control is drooling and saying it doesn't exist. Paul Watson, we're about to go back and let Rodney and then George finish up, but what did you think of that famous clip of the president? I guess he would be listed as an evil terrorist today.
It was very hateful, yes. It should be expunged from all historical records down the memory hole. You mentioned people not, even though it's so obvious and externalized, it seems that this leads some people to turn away from it even more. Using the they live example, putting the sunglasses on, we can see the truth. But during the making of that film, where they had massive billboards saying, obey, submit, do not question authority, the director, John Carpenter, was amazed by the fact that people would walk past those giant billboards and not even notice the fact that they said this.
That's right. He talked about on the new DVD extras.
Which just shows how much trouble we are in if a sizable portion of the population think like that. So it's kind of split in two ways.
Yeah, submit. You're a slave. You know, do as you're told. Giant billboards, and they just, oh, it's totally normal.
Yep.
I know. It's people self-censor. I mean, the cognitive dissonance. They decide to do, well, that's doublethink, Paul.
It is. It's cowardice. As you said, the conscience, the ego makes a split-second decision to deny the truth because it sees it as a threat to the existence that it had led up to that point. So that's the decision they make.
Rodney, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, I wanted to briefly comment on what I just heard. It was extremely powerful, and I had really never listened to it as closely as I did. But
you want us to air the whole thing this week?
Oh, man, that's powerful. But the thing that I got out of it is where he said only a knowledgeable and informed citizenry can put up an offensive against this military and industrial complex.
No, and listen, I've seen a lot of Eisenhower speeches. He never stumbles or is paranoid.
Yeah.
There's a noise, and he looks fearful to the side, and he keeps looking over fearfully.
Yeah, and that's why I was going to ask you, what do you think induced him to make this speech? Because it seemed to me, I could hear it in the tape there, Alex, but I want to say this, exactly what he said, a knowledgeable, informed citizenry can put up an offensive against this military industrial
complex. Well,
that's
complex. And then Kennedy at American University, 2 weeks before he got killed, gave a speech saying, there's CIA's taking over, there's an evil group dominating us, I'm going to rip them up. And, man, they blew his head clean off.
And isn't this what you're doing? You're giving us the knowledge so that we can be informed to be able to put up this offensive. So you're a threat, and you have what you have done. And this is in Revelations, the masses are growing like locusts. The people are waking up. And this is the reason why I believe that you and others who are putting this information out there are being turned on, because they got to put a stop to this. They don't want the masses to have this knowledge so that we can be informed and see that the emperor has no has.
I hear you, Rodney. Thanks for the call. Let's let George in California talk. George, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Steve. How are you?
It's Paul Watson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Paul.
It's okay. His brother, Steve.
All right. I have one question for you, Alex, and then one for Paul. Did you get a chance to hear about a survey that came out October 3rd in regard to forced vaccinations or state control?
No, I didn't see that. Who did the study?
This was actually done by the American Academy of Pediatrics, and this was done by Aaron A. Flanagan, CLIGAS, MD.
Okay, well, what did they say?
And what they said basically is responses to the survey suggest that the pediatricians faced with vaccine refusal may seek to end their relationships with refusing families, citing a breakdown in trust, fear of litigation, or lack of common commitment to standard.
Well, in England, they refuse health care. And then the government, even though there's not a law, then refuses you any other care if you won't take the deadly vaccines. Paul?
Well, that's right, yeah. They did the same with the MMR vaccine, and parents are going to jail for not allowing their kids to have these vaccines in schools. The kids are being kicked out of the school. The parents are going to jail.
But there's no law that you got to take the shot, but by not going to school, even though they kick you out, then they charge you for truancy. Same thing's done here.
Right, because here in the state of California, you have three exemptions to allow not being able to get the shot. But even at the same time, when you read those exemptions, the administrator of the vaccine, they take no responsibility. In fact, that's a California law here.
Well, I mean, literally every day a new study comes out where it causes autoimmune deaths, bizarre
right.
muscular viral attacks, bizarre
right.
Paralyzing events, massive brain damaging. I mean, these things are like. This is being done by design. And again, the average person goes, they want to hurt me by design. Yes, folks, they want to hurt you. And then the poor doctor, well, I don't want to hurt anybody. So the whole world must be like me. So these vaccines are good.
Another report I read also claimed that even the doctors themselves are taking a pay anywhere between $50 to $150 per each shot that they administer to the child paid by the drug corporations.
Yes, even more than the vaccine's worth. There is a
right.
bounty. It's so important.
And this is crazy, but one final comment with this here. is that Dr. Hendricks, which was part of the study, noted that a policy statement published earlier this year in the American Academy of Pediatrics commented that even if the families appear to be working against the best interest of the child, then at that point they want to put laws in the books stating that they want state control so that if they see the child is put in significant risk, meaning that the parent will not allow them to take the vaccine.
Yeah,
for example,
they're trying to pass laws. They're trying to pass laws. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, that's the point. Forcible inoculation. Look, they did pass a law. It's page 76 of Homeland Security, forced injection of whatever they want, whenever they want. Now they have to talk about making it the law because they know you'll freak out if they tell you, we just did it already. See, we beat the law about the transponders in the cars, but they've ordered the 2 million transponders. Paul, you want to explain that to them, how this operates?
Well, yeah, I mean, Bush just announced it yesterday, catapulting the propaganda, to paraphrase him. The bird flu crisis or any other pandemic crisis is going to be used as part of that agenda of forced quarantines and forced inoculations.
They got a shot. They really want to give it to you. It's important. Trust them.
Yeah, again, Chinese model, SARS, they did exactly the same thing, forced quarantines, house arrest, and forced inoculations. They seem to take everything from the game book of the Chinese totalitarian government.
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, that's what China does, is they simply block websites.
Yeah, and they've been doing it decades, so it seems that every policy is taken from China just a few years down the line after China does it.
Well, the UN gives China all the awards. They are the model. You want to see your future, mobile execution vans being skinned so yuppies can inject their lips with your flesh, with the collagen, troops stomping around, just beating you up, total enslavement, ha ha ha. I mean, that's your future, America. And the average Chinese folks that I get emails from, they're happy. They go, oh, we got freedom over here.
Yeah, and then you get Mao's restaurant. We've got one in my own city where all the trendies go and the menu's in a little red book.
You know, we got so many of those there. Here in the U.S., Mao's restaurants in Denver and other areas.
Selling genocide as trendy culture.
Well, he only killed 60 million people.
Well, yeah.
Think about a sports stadium of 100,000. The biggest sports stadium holds 110,000. How many 110,000s fit into 60 million? I mean, try to get a grasp of 60 million, folks. But we're against the Chinese people, Paul, because we don't want to kill 60 million of them. We want to save them, so we're bad.
Right.
I've actually been accused of that because I'm against what China does to their people. Isn't that freedom, Paul?
Well, it's just a football mentality associating with a brand or a label. If you're from China, then does that mean you should support the Chinese government? And anyone that criticizes the government is criticizing you. It's just basic lack of intelligence on every level.
Well, Paul, killing babies and selling them for medical experiments, which is publicly admitted, that's freedom. And the reports are they take live babies, folks. They don't kill them. They're being sold for experiments that way. But, you know, If you're against torturing Chinese babies, Paul, you're bad.
State Department says that's not true, though, and anyone that says it is a conspiracy theorist, even though the State Department admitted it on their own website on a different page.
And then the Chinese government said, what's the big deal? This is customary.
Yep.
This is our custom.
Same with the injecting the skin of executed prisoners as beauty products. The company was like, what's the big deal? They were surprised that anyone would even question it.
Well, I mean, we're just bad, Paul. Maybe we, you've heard the parable of the good king who was good and just, and everybody drank from the poison well, the witch poison, so they all went crazy and became evil, and he was the wise king. He went and drank from the well, and everything was okay. I think that's an evil parable. But maybe we are bad, Paul. You know, if we would have been beamed back to the Aztecs 1,000 years ago when they were cutting out, a couple hundred hearts a day and 10,000 once a year on a holiday, and we'd have said, don't kill your children, we would have been the crazy ones.
And how is it different from today where people kill their own babies, sacrifice them to further their own careers, so the baby won't get in the way of financial prosperity? How is it that different from what the Aztecs did?
Exactly. It's we're sick. We are totally screwed up, Paul. And by the way, folks, you let one of these big sins in, all the rest come in. It is a literal plague upon us, a plague on our heads, Paul. We are cursed. Let's just admit it. So I guess in a way, people are going to get what they deserve, Paul.
Well, I mean, people speculate as God removed his protection. You know, that everything, biblical events going on every few months, what else can it lead us to think?
Bow down to the one you serve. You're going to get what you deserve. What is that, Nine-Inch Nails? Bow down before the one you serve, you're going to get what you deserve? Ugh, man. Well, you know, we've had it good so long, Paul, I think people just can't get it.
Well, they don't understand that their life is a drop in the ocean of eternity, but changes do happen. Many people say that change will never happen, but it will, and it will get a lot worse before it gets better. That's clear now, and it already has just in the last couple of years.
Yeah, a lot of us are going to die. That's clear, too. C'est la vie. We'll be right back with the final segment. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Dr. Erwin Redliner, Associate Dean of Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health and Director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness, he's the national director, folks, told the Associated Press the president's suggestion was dangerous. And he said the translation of this is martial law in the United States. Do you understand, folks? It is permanent Red Dawn enslavement, secret arrest, terror teams dragging men out of the house in the middle of the night, snatch and grab, GRU, Soviet Union, China. Play the piece of Phil. Here's Bush.
Yes. Thank you for the question. I am concerned about avian flu. I'm concerned about what an avian flu outbreak could mean for the United States and the world. I have thought through the scenarios of what an avian flu outbreak could mean. I tried to get a better handle on what the decision-making process would be by reading Mr. Berry's book on the influenza outbreak in 1918. I would recommend it. The policy decisions for a president dealing with an avian flu outbreak are difficult. One example, if we had an outbreak somewhere in the United States, do we not then quarantine that part of the country? And how do you then enforce a quarantine? One thing to shut down airplanes. It's another thing to prevent people from coming in to get exposed to the avian flu. And who best to be able to effect a quarantine? One option is the use of a military that's able to plan and move. And so that's why I put it on the table. I think it's an important debate for Congress to have. I noticed the other day some governors didn't like it. I understand that. I was the commander-in-chief of the National Guard, and proudly so. And frankly, I didn't want the president telling me how to be the commander-in-chief of the Texas Guard. But Congress needs to take a look at circumstances that may need to...
Okay, there you go. They've covertly built their force against us. I mean, I've been there. They're trying to take your guns and kick your teeth in and break your family up. Okay, I got video. Marines trying to take your children from you. You got me, folks. You understand this isn't a drill, this isn't a joke, this isn't a game. Those birds fly around all over the place. You can't stop it. And it's not even that dangerous. It's a bunch of hype and a bunch of patriots have picked up on it. It's a fraud, just like SARS. Paul Watson?
Well, yeah, you had top Russian biologists and WHO representatives 2 years ago saying that 1 billion people would die from avian flu within a year. What happened to that? And then, I mean, look at the history of the government itself deliberately releasing these bioweapons, the anthrax attack.
Bottom line, they're going to nerve gas a bunch of people or have some slow-acting poison and have one of their scientists say they found the bug. And it's anytime they're in trouble, they can just lock down an area and have a big media circus and train us how to be slaves. This is the process of bathing us in slavery, Paul.
Exactly, and that press conference was directed to that very purpose. It wasn't spontaneous. Every Bush press conference is admittedly scripted beforehand. The questions, the answers are already scripted.
That's been mainstream news. Paul... PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, they're all up for people to come visit, unless you got Time Warner Cable, Roadrunner, or any of their subsidiary systems. You got to get off of it. I mean, we are sick and tired of them blocking our sites. They're doing it on purpose, and we're going to expose it. When's that big article going to come out, Paul?
Within an hour.
Yeah, the sooner the better. Thank you, my friend. Take care.
Bye.
Always great to have you on with us. Get hard copies of our videos. Do not wait. They're waking people up. Do not wait. Go to Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart. Or call toll free to get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Your support is vital and needed. And you can also go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. See all the films, download copies, books, weekly TV reports. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. We're out of time. God bless you all. We're really hurting them bad, but not bad enough, so intensify the attack.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.